because you just see this blur running by your periphery as a defensive back. And not only is the guy responsible for covering him having to react to it, but it just, it lengthens everything else in the coverage as well, because you feel the pull of that aggressive speed, of that urgency immediately moving past you. So everything else underneath opens up that much more. So it makes third and long is like a third and medium for KC because of the speed they throw at you, not just with Hill, but with all the other guys out there too. So between the 20s, to me, I'm saying, you know what, Travis Kelce, if you're going to get us, go ahead and get us. But then once we get in the red zone, that's where, to me, as far as multiple defenders, Kelce needs to become more of the focus.
So I love this idea of punching hard in the red zone if you've got your defensive backs rolled up and you want to play a little cover. But then I start to think, you know, maybe I'm a little bit too Darrell Revis in this whole thing. Is that Sherman's game?